Okay. All right, good evening and welcome to this Monroe City Council meeting for February 5th, 2013. At this time, I call the meeting to order and ask that roll call be taken.
Councilperson Gary.
Here.
Hatabat.
Here.
Williams. Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble.
Here.
Hanford.
Present.
Student Representative Ferrano.
Here.
Let the record show that Councilmember Williams is here, but is meeting with our HR Director and shall be here shortly. At this time, please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't have anybody signed up for public comments from citizens today.
No.
She left.
Oh, she said never mind. Never mind that. That's fine.
But if the one gentleman that's in the audience would like to say something tonight. All right. Okay,
sir.
All right. Then we're going to move to consent agenda. We are going to pull two items. Item 3 and 5. Are there any other items that would like to be pulled at this time? You're good. All right. Okay, so then do we have a motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, and 4?
So second.
Motion's made by Councilmember Camp and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. The first item pulled is item number 3, authorized mayor to sign 2013 concessionaire agreement and city administrator Brazel.
Yeah, thank you much, Mayor. This is a repeat concessionaire's agreement that we've had in the past. Legal counsel has had a chance to review it and would like to propose some minor tweaks, so legal counsel can talk about that and also propose a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. The only concern that I had in reviewing the document is its reference to the leasehold excise tax in Section 3. There's some ambiguous wording in the document as it currently exists that could be construed as meaning that the city is responsible for paying the leasehold excise tax. My recommendation in speaking with staff is to clarify that the city is simply acting as a conduit for the leasehold tax collection, that it's ultimately the responsibility of the concessionaire to pay that tax. The city then permits the appropriate portion to the Department of Revenue per state law. And I've prepared some or will prepare some minor text changes for inclusion in the document. And if the council's preference, what I'd recommend is moving to approve the agreement in the form, the general form presented to council, but with such minor revisions as the mayor may deem necessary or appropriate.
And,
so moved.
Second.
So the motion has been made by Councilmember Hatabat and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to approve the concessionary agreement allowing for minor changes by the mayor as proposed by council. I can't remember exactly what she said. Close enough. It's on the tape. Okay. Any other questions with regard to the contract? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Awesome. That's good. Okay, Councilmember Williams.
Yes, sir.
Number 5. Motion to approve is your question.
Yeah, so this on the contract, I just want to point out that I think as a city we made great strides in getting some of the key things done, but there's still some things that fundamentally I think in general that as taxpayers we pay too much for, and it's not just on this contract, it's on lots of contracts. So I'm voting no for only that reason tonight, just because I got to stand on my principles. So.
Okay. Do you want to clarify any more of what this might be, or do you want to leave it?
No, I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then we do have a request tonight to authorize the mayor to sign police sergeant's contract. lights, hearing no comments. We'll take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Let the record show that the motion is passed with Councilmember Williams in opposition. Okay, Council, any reports this week, Councilmember Gearing?
Just quickly, in advance of our discussion next week on social media policy, just done a little bit of research. There's a specific, and again, it's just a study session for next week, so a couple other policies that other cities have. Excuse me. I coughed up in my mouth. Just something to read for next week. It's just a study session. I take the top two. There's two of each. There's one from Seattle, one from Cheney. So as we prepare next week, just to take the top two for each something to look at so we have a good, healthy discussion for next week on that. There's already some established, and quite often we do the, hey, well, what are other cities doing? So here's just a head start. Again, we're not taking action next week. We're kind of talking about what we want to do. I've been looking at that, and so I know that's on our agenda for next week, but an important discussion, and so just something for us to be letting us know. Thank you.
Attended the Jamie Bendel run at the end of January, and it was a great event, and I just, you know, commend the people who were involved in it, put it on. I had heard over 400 were registered. I don't know how many were there that day, but it was well attended, so I appreciate that.
Yes. I had the privilege to attend the memorial service for Mark, and it was a tragic event, obviously, but I was extremely impressed with his family, and especially his wife getting up and speaking. That had to be one of the hardest things to do. Also was very impressed that the family pretty much made it an infomercial for the city of Monroe, the employees of Monroe, and just how much he loved working here, the people he worked with, the high standards, the ethics. And so while it was really kind of a sad event, I kind of also sat back and was really proud of our staff for hearing all of that good stuff about them. So I just want to point that out to our staff members and people that were there. It wasn't just one person that said that. It was everybody that stood up said that they had heard about the great people he worked with. So hats off to all the employees and the staff. I was pretty impressed.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Kim?
Nothing.
Councilmember Kim? Good. Councilmember
Kim? Yeah, I just wanted to say the police awards night that we had a couple weeks back was very, very inspiring and was amazed that was the first time I've ever heard of an awards night. And in my mind, that's the kind of thing that we should be broadcasting the whole city. Hey, come on down and see your police officers and get awarded and hear about these heroic things. When I was telling my family, they were like, man, I wish we could have gone, you know. So just something to think about, you know, for the future. I have no idea how we handle all that, Chief, but I think a lot of people would love to see if they can buy.
And we'll touch base on a little bit about that, because we had a discussion, I think, that fits very well with what you just said with staff on Friday with regards to further communication. First, Jeff, anything to report this evening? Mike, anything else?
I just going to share. Today, just brightened my day actually going to the prison, believe it or not. So I went over to the DOC to meet with their staff and give them the seeds to grow all those flowers along Lewis and Main Street. So it's just something that's now a regular thing, and they're a part of our community, and they're excited about it. They're going to be grown in the state performatory, and then they're going to be planted by the minimum security unit. So, you know, there's a lot of involvement in DOC, and it's just a wonderful program and partnership that we put together. So.
Anyway, Diane,
nope.
Ben, Chief, can you bring that?
Well, I just
just like to say my name has never been Brighton when I go up to the prison up there.
Speaking of flower.
That's all I have. One thing, if you recall, a little bit ago we talked about the property across the street from the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Chin Lake Road that was rezoned to multifamily, 6,000 square foot, with the condition that it be a developer's agreement be entered into regarding senior housing, and that didn't happen with the economy of things. And we were directed to work on rezoning it to MR6000 with no restrictions. However, it has been purchased by a local developer who is coming tomorrow to suggest for his pre-application meeting for putting in a plat for single family housing on 9600 to fit with the R4 zoning code.
Okay.
So just to keep you up in mind on that, so we'll see what he has to say. So we probably won't be pursuing changing the zoning since we have somebody who wants to develop that property.
Great.
So this past Wednesday, I, along with Councilmember Camp, Mr. Yingling, who is the Facilities and Maintenance Director for the Monroe School District, and representative from the Snohomishome Depot, as well as my ASB advisor and teacher, Mr. Horner, had a meeting to discuss the painting project. I can say that it was definitely a success. I basically laid out a presentation on all the different aspects of the project, which is like the benefits, the logistics in terms of how we're going to fund it and how we're going to get enough volunteers. Gave that whole presentation, and with this new email setup, I shall be looking forward to hearing or getting in good communication with Mr. Yingling and getting more approval and continuing to move forward with the project. So.
Thank you. I just want to add one thing. I know you're having issues with your email, but Mr. Yingling replied yesterday. He's made a decision, and he's waiting for some information from you.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just a second ago sent it.
Great. Brandon, tell me, how many student volunteers have you got signed up to?
Well, now that we have, or now that it appears to be in the process of getting approval, I'll have to actually individually ask for commitments. But just from the base, from the initial interest in the project, I have upwards of about 60 seniors, just seniors, interested in the project. And so I would assume that if we open it up to the rest of the school or the rest of the student body, we have much more.
So a question, if I may, for you. Last week, no, it wasn't last week. I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had presentations, one from the police department, one from the parks department. And in that parks department presentation, there was some discussion on the improvements to the skateboard park. I personally had about a half a dozen students talk about that, I think as a result of an article that was in the Monitor, I believe, ran an article on the skateboard park. Have you had any response or any input from the students based on that discussion?
No, because on the reason that I haven't necessarily, I guess I would say, advertised the fact that we had that meeting. I know some students know that we've had the meeting, but I'd be a little bit hesitant to tell the students that we've had a meeting in case that something goes wrong and the project doesn't go through. It's just kind of a thing where it would be like bringing the students' hopes up and then it not falling through. So I would try or hope to wait until the project is fully approved and then begin telling people. So.
Okay, just a thought, because yeah, it was out there.
Yeah.
A few of you mentioned. So. All right, just wondering. Okay, so thank you very much. You want to go? Go ahead, Councilor.
I do have a quick update for Council. This week, staff finished the selection process for a consultant to do the environmental review of the old landfill site. So we're going to be entering negotiations with that consultant in hopefully the next week or or two, and then something back in front of council for council action in the next few weeks, month at the latest. So anyway, pretty exciting stuff. We feel we've got a good consultant on board, so I'm hearing that'll be coming before you shortly.
Okay. Just kind of on two subjects, I just want to share one similar to what Councilmember Williams stated with regards to the memorial service for Mark and the response or the communication that the family members and friends of Mark provided back to staff, just, you know, sharing how great an environment and how much he loved, you know, working here and so forth. As part of, you know, regular practice for me, when there's new business or when there's you know, projects going on, I try to visit them on occasion to see how that process is going and so forth. And so today I was out at Natural Factors and spent about an hour with George, who's overseeing the project. And during that time, on about at least a half a dozen or maybe more occasions, you know, I would ask him, well, how was your interaction with the city? How is staff helping you to work through these issues? And, or are you having any issues or anything like that? And overwhelmingly, the response came back that this has been a fantastic experience. The staff has gone above and beyond any other municipality that he's worked with personally as a general contractor, and went on to tell me and wanted me to reassure council and to provide some positive feedback to staff that the process has been phenomenal. Not without glitches and not without challenges, but the process has been phenomenal. I think that's just, states from a different perspective what's going on in City Hall, and that's something to be very proud of. To your point with communication, we are looking at, we have, how many people did we figure, Diane, on Friday, did we figure we had, or Brad, that we had on the email list combined?
We invited 1,958 people to receive emails from the City of Melrose. On Friday.
Okay, well, that's, you jumped to the end. But on Friday we had a discussion on how can we get word out.
How many are currently signed up?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like 163.
Yeah.
I'm one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so to your point, when we send out alerts or when we send out something, at that point only 163 people in the city, you know, 17,000 were getting those alerts. And so what we've done is we were able to extrapolate email addresses that we had from different sources for individuals here. And as a practice going forward, we're going to be obtaining email addresses and then automatically sending them an invitation now to receive updates and alerts, and then giving them the choice to unsubscribe rather than saying, hey, if you want alerts, go to the city. And I think what we've seen is that, or what I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a much broader base of individuals receiving these alerts that go up. So that's good. And so thank you for that, because I know that Vicki and others, I mean, we had three or four people working on gathering that email database, which we had at this point, we just hadn't made it part.
No doubt.
So two things are going to happen with that is that we're going to be able to provide them with alerts such as this, hey, come on, and see, you know, your police department recognized for the great things that they're doing. We've been sending out a monthly updates. You should be receiving one for January in your utility bill. Which is out now, Diane? The utility bill?
No, it just went to the printers yesterday.
All right, so you'll see it. It'll be out in the next couple of days. But we're also going to put that in an email as well. So people will be getting those types of communication both in the bill and on email. as email becomes, or as electronic communication becomes more widely used, then we will be able to cut back on our mail itself. So, but anyways, that's, thank you for bringing that up. And I just wanted to let you know that we're already taking some proactive steps to be able to do that. So,
thank you.
That's all I have. We have on that list today. I'm just trying to see if I can drag this out.
Come on now.
No executive session. Yep. So, Administrator Bradley.
Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for February 12, 2013. Under announcements and presentations, we have a proclamation, National Engineers Week. Right now, we have one item on the consent agenda. Under new business, we have Finance Department goals, Information Technologies Department goals. Under final action, we have authorized budgetary authority for the 2013 Music Festival event. And I think it was spoke of last week or the week prior, Mr. Keith Brock is involved in that, and he will be flying in from LA to speak with council and answer any questions, so you get to meet him next Tuesday as well. So, under study session topics, we have sewer service outside city limits, discussion of social media, department reports, and agenda for February 19th, 2013. Any additions or deletions?
Jeff?
Yeah, one more thing to add about next week's guitar or the stars presentation. I did meet with High Road Productions, and they're fully on board to participate and help promote the event. They'll handle the ticketing for vendors, and they've got 30, 40 years of experience in the music industry, so their experience will be very valuable in this operation. So I throw that into
a little teaser of what's to come next week, is
sure.
Mike is.
No surprises.
Yeah. Very good. Well, lastly, for me, my wife and I celebrated our 17th anniversary on Sunday. So I married a wonderful woman, and I'm very pleased that she's kept me. So, on that note, then, I guess we shall entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Councilmember Camp and seconded by Councilmember Hamburg to adjourn. All those in favor.